There may be times when teachers wish they could impose eusocial divisions of labor onto their lab classes. Alas, they'll have to find another way. But NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff still thinks Marvel's latest movie installment, Ant-Man, gives teachers plenty to explore in class.
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon.
I didn't grow up with an addiction to comic books, but I was, of course, familiar with big names like Superman, Batman, and the Fantastic Four. Ant-Man was certainly not a character I had heard of before the latest film in the Marvel Universe came to my attention a few months ago. One consequence of my ignorance of the comic book is that changes from the original to the film don't really bother me, unlike those made in the world of Middle-earth, but that's for another podcast. I stepped into the theater with no preconceptions about Ant-Man, the film, or the character, and left with some ideas about how teachers could use the movie to introduce real ant behavior, discuss the concept of eusociality in insects, and bring up some ideas about scaling. Paul Rudd stars in Ant-Man as the good-hearted criminal Scott Lang. After his release from San Quentin, Scott has difficulty finding work and eventually agrees to go in on a safe-cracking job with three other criminals. Instead of the good stuff promised by an insider, Scott finds a suit and helmet in the safe, and as we all expect, he eventually tries it on. The suit shrinks Scott to about the size of an ant, and the experience terrifies him. While trying to return the suit to the house where he stole it from, Scott is arrested and meets the suit's creator and owner, Hank Pym, who's played by Michael Douglas.
My days of breaking into places and stealing stuff are over. What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
It turns out that more than 20 years earlier, Pym discovered something called Pym particles, which enabled him to, quote, shrink the distance between atoms, unquote. When S.H.I.E.L.D. wanted the technology for an offensive weapon, Pym chose to hide it rather than to share. Now, Pym's protege, Darren Cross, played by Corey Stoll, is close to rediscovering the breakthrough, and Pym wants Cross stopped. Pym taps Lang to be the new Ant-Man, though Lang needs some training in martial arts and the use of the suit to be prepared. Pym's daughter, Hope, who's played by Evangeline Lilly, provides this training, as she is familiar with the suit and close to Darren Cross. With time, Lang becomes adept at changing his size quickly, to surprise his enemies, and to take full advantage of the suit's abilities. Now, I appreciate that the filmmakers use real ant behavior at several points in the film, and they describe a number of real ant species fairly accurately. Most ants live in large colonies and have specialized functions within the colony. A queen and drones handle reproduction, while workers tend the young, forage, and defend the colony from intruders. This division of labor in ants, and also in bees, is referred to as eusociality, and is almost exclusively a social structure of insects. Eusocial organisms also look different depending on their role in the colony. Queens are generally larger than workers, and drones are usually intermediate in size. Naked mole rats are one of only two species of mammal to engage in a version of eusocial behavior. You can observe a colony of naked mole rats via a webcam on the Pacific Science Center site. A link is available in the online version of this column. Ants communicate with each other through chemical signals called pheromones, passing alarm signals through the colony, leading the way to food sources found by foraging workers, and even signaling a cleanup crew when a worker dies and her body should be removed from the nest. Ant-Man uses some type of electronic device to communicate with his ant allies. We see several examples of real ant behavior in Ant-Man. One of the most dramatic is when Lang is carried through a water pipe on an ant raft, a flat disc of ants locked together that floats on top of the water. In nature, this behavior protects a colony from flooding rains. It isn't used to travel down pipes, but the principle is the same. Since the hairs on ant bodies trap air around them, even the ants forming the bottom of the raft generally survive this process. Later, these rafting ants work together to lift Ant-Man to the top of the pipe on an ant tower. This is very similar to an ant bridge. Ants in an ant bridge are closing a gap along a route they want to take, and they use their bodies to build a structure capable of holding up other workers. Not all the film is so well based in real science, though. Pym particles, as I mentioned before, are supposed to shrink objects by decreasing the distance between the atoms and the object. This would mean that the object, or man, would still have all of his original mass, even when tiny. Hope even mentions this when training Scott, saying that he has all the force of a 200-pound man in a tiny area, and that makes him like a bullet.
When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You're like a bullet. So you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch. That's a bunch.
Most of the time, however, as we see in the film, objects that shrink also become proportionately less massive. It doesn't look like Ant-Man still weighs 200 pounds when he's tiny. Now, a plot point relies on one of these transformations, so I won't go into details here. You'll recognize it when you see it. Changes in scale like this have some surprising consequences when we do some basic calculations of volume, and I've included those calculations in the print and online versions of this column, so you can check them out there. Ant-Man gives biology teachers a chance to discuss real ant behaviors in nature, and can also inspire students to do some simple calculations of density, volume, and area.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
No, I'm Ant-Man.
I know. Wasn't my idea.